W2JKT. KT Mobile. Kearney, NC4EB, this is W2JKT.
C4EB, I made it, but my radio went back to scan there. Channel number, so I had a little bit of trouble finding it again.
Get in the 285 machine and ended up on a memory that was pretty far away from this one, so it takes me a minute as well to get back and forth between the two. I need to kind of rearrange it. I still haven't reprogrammed any of my radios since my move to Shelby, so I've still got a bunch of repeaters down near Seneca, Walhalla, in there that I can't reach anymore, so I need to go ahead and take those out and or at least move things around. That's what all of our local stuff is, together.
Are you still using the B710?
There's an FT2900 in the Bolt. I switched radios to see if I could receive the 610 machine any better, because I've had issues, with static and stuff like that. It didn't really make a difference. I thought there was an issue with the 710, so I switched radios out. It didn't really change anything, so... still a mystery there, but that's the radio I'm using now.
I'm still using the 710. It's been a good radio.
Got two of them. I've got one of them in my pickup truck, and I've got one. The other one's in the trunk of this car. I might switch it out over lunch today and maybe try it on the way home and see if it's still working as good as this one. I do like the 710 better because it's got the APRS in it. But other than that, the 2900 is also a fine radio for a monoband, VHF radio.
It is. I like this one for the APRS, but I really like the big numbers, too. I don't know. It seems to be a help for me. And I've got two as well and would like to have a third, but they've almost doubled in price since I bought mine.
I'm back, gentlemen. Yes, I love the big numbers too, Ernie. I can actually see them.
We'll have that problem.
I do like the big numbers. The FT2900 also has a pretty big display, so I like that a lot. But yeah, I think Kenwood discontinued the 710, didn't it?
Pretty sure they did.
Kenwood is about to get out of the ham radio business. They haven't come up with anything new in at least 10 years, and they've been discontinuing radios left and right, so I imagine it's only a matter of time before Kenwood is out of ham radio.
I really like this one. Been looking at the some kind of announcement or pre-announcement of something of the new Yaesu. Be interesting to see how that one is.
The FTM500?
Yeah, that one.
The 400, I guess?
Reading a Facebook post about it yesterday, and it does look like a really nice radio, but it's supposed to be pretty pricey, too.
A bit there, Patrick, but hopefully it'll be a good one. I'd be willing to buy another one for my truck. I got one in there I don't really like.
Just like a dual-band mobile, like the 400?
That, yeah.
On it was a dual band. It doesn't have as large a touch screen as the 400 did because it's got the big VFO knob on it like the 991A. And then it's got some kind of clarity speaker system they got for so you can better hear the audio. That's the main differences they were pulling out in that article anyway.
A remote RF deck like the 400, just with a remote display and remote speaker, or is the speaker part of the RF unit?
Remote mount, and it has a speaker in both, the head unit and the RF deck.
You're going to be able to plug the mic into the head unit, too.
Yeah, I think one of the things that irritates me about the 710 is that you plug the mic into the RF deck and not the head unit, but the head unit already has a lot going on with the GPS connector if you don't have the GA and stuff like that. But yeah, it's it'd be good to plug the mic into the head unit instead.
Almost to my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and get off here and get ready to go in the building. good hearing everybody this morning, and maybe catch you another day this week. 7-3 from NC4EB.
It's a great day, W2JKT.
7-3, Ernie, have a great day, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX.
Make the look for that radio today online and then check it out because, you know, I mean, I'm a ham radio guy, right? So I'm always kind of in the market for a new radio, but, you know, if it's something that's a good replacement, do you know if it's going to have, I don't know much about the Yaesu radios, but definitely having, you know, APRS, you know, beaconing and stuff like that would be helpful, but do you know if the 500 is going to have that?
Say it does, but it never said specifically, because they said it was just an update to the 400, basically.
You had to jump through a lot of hoops to get APRS working on a 400, like you needed some kind of external thing or something like that, but I don't remember what the details were.
Guys on here have got the 400, and they've not had any trouble setting up APRS or buying anything extra, so I don't know what that would be.
Another radio.
He uses the 400, so, and he runs APRS all on it.
It was, is the 400 will do APRS, but you don't have any access to the TNC like you do with the 710, so you can't just use it as a KISS TNC like you can with the Kenwood.
Probably true, but to be honest with you, I don't use my Kenwood near what it's capable of, so I don't know.
A little bit with my 710. It's a lot of fun, you know. I have a D72 and a D74, and all three of those radios can do packet. So it's kind of fun to mess with. But yeah, I mean, it's not something I do a lot, but it's something I would want to, you know, the ability to do if I had a radio that did that had a TNC in it.
This is gonna sound stupid, or maybe a stupid question, but what is the actual benefit of having a TNC to where you can do that? Because it's so hard to find a lot of information on that stuff anymore.
Basically just the generic modem, right? So you you can do packet radio, you can get into narrowband, you know, NVEMS, which is like an emergency messaging system. You can do APRS from like a Linux client or a Windows client, which has, you know, messaging and stuff like that. It's a lot more flexible than just an APRS beaconing client, because usually an APRS radio, it's only going to send position beacons. The 710, you can send messages as well, but it's, you know, difficult to enter them because you got to spin the knob, find your letter, and all this other stuff. So if you have like a Raspberry Pi laptop or even a phone Bluetooth-based client, you know, you can access the TNC and, you know, use a much more user-friendly client to do other things.
Basically, the TNC allows you to skip that third piece of equipment to connect to, I think you said an Android you got cut off there by the APRS beaconing, or a laptop or something along those lines.
Networking, right? So, you know, your APS client in the 710 is just an application that runs that accesses the TNC and sends data, right? But if you can also, you know, the TNC is kind of like the physical layer. So, you know, you can access the TNC with something else to do something else. A TNC is a generic modem, so you can do really any kind of data transmission with it as long as you have an application that'll speak the protocol. So, you know, having access to the TNC allows you to use applications on a computer or a phone or something like that to access data services that exist, but, you know, maybe the built-in, you know, the radio does not have a built-in client for.
I kind of figured that's what it was. Like I said, though, I haven't dove that deep into it yet. But that would be pretty neat. So I could put my laptop in here and you could do WinLink or JS8 call without having to have the DigiRig or a Pi in place or a MobiLink, which is the TNC because it's already built in, correct?
If people did use FM to do JSA call or whatever, then fine. You know, you could do that with some other, you know, standalone application running on, you know, something, some other piece of hardware that can access the TNC port in the D710.
kind of got you now, what it's doing. Wasn't real sure. Like I said, haven't spent a lot of time on it.
Well, you know, I've had a D710 plugged into my computer at home, and I can, you know, have my HT plugged into my laptop, and I can use my laptop to telnet into my, you know, computer at home using the data services of the D72 and the D710 to make that digital link using their TNTs.
Like I said, I'm not using the radio near its capability, but I've had to learn all my ham radio on my own because I don't have anybody up where I live to really show me how to do anything, so it's taken me a little longer to catch on to a couple of things.
I'm curious to know if you and I could make Simplex. If you're up at elevation, you know, maybe we could, but yeah, if you wanted to try it sometime, you know, we could try to get our 710s to link up and exchange some data or something like that just so you could have that experience.
Sometime, but the mountain probably going to block me because I'm blocked by a mountain that direction. I can't get into the, it's hard for me to get into the 285 from my house.
Try from your house, if you can get into the 880 machine in Shelby. The 880 machine has got a pretty high antenna, so you know, at least be a litmus test to see if you can even get the Shelby in good conditions with a high antenna on our side. But if you can get into the 880 machine from your house, you might be able to hit me, you know, with Simplex or something.
To see if I can do that. But we might be able to make contact that way, but we'll just have to try it and see.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, it's fun to mess with. You know, it can be a pretty steep learning curve, but and you need the right cables, you know. So I will try to remember what my cable looks like. I think I built my own, but you just need a serial cable that can plug into. I think there's a DIN port on the back of the head unit that will give you access to the TNC. So I think it's like a PG5G or PG5H or something like that. But the pinout's easy to do if you want to build your own, or it's like a $20 cable just to plug in directly to USB.
I have the cable. I think I have the cable, but it's not USB. It's just got a speaker jack and a mic jack on it.
Echo Link cable, but the one you need is the one that plugs into the DIN port on the back of the head unit.
The part that plugs into the back of the radio or the head unit is the DIN port, and then it's got a microphone and speaker jack on the other end.
If they're Echo Link cable, I just have to look at it when I get to the office and get myself straightened up on it, because it's been a long time since I've looked at those, so I'll get it squared away in my head. This one would be something that plugs into your serial port on the PC, then over to the back of the head unit. So that's the one that'll do the data through the TNT.
Need one that goes to USB from there. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, serial port to the head unit, because the TNC software runs in the head unit, and then, you know, that does all the translating to FM to send, or to audio to send down to the RF unit. But yeah, it's just like it's just a serial. You can use a DB9 serial port if you want to. It doesn't have to be USB. It just has to be an RS-232 port.
I'll have to see if I can do some more research on that then.
And the cable that I built, because I think the cable that I built is a 9-pin serial to that DIN cable. I think I harvested the DIN connector from a, so I think it's the same DIN connector, and then I just wired it up to a DB9 connector for the computer. I have to plug into that, but I'll dig all that stuff up, and I'll send you an email with all that crap in it.
I appreciate that. Always enjoy learning something new, and the capabilities of what I have anyway.
Yeah, in the wild, these might be fun to get back into for a little bit.
I'll be able to make Simplex contact with you, but we'll give it a try.
You know, it still might be fun to at least get up an APRS client on the PC, because then you can do like keyboard-to-keyboard text messaging back and forth, still using the APRS network, just being able to enter messages from a PC where it's a lot easier to do.
And I don't know if I've seen one YouTube video about where somebody had hooked up a tablet to the Kenwood 710 and got on a repeater book, and it would allow you to just touch the repeater and it would go ahead and put the information in for you for that repeater.
It's called Blue Cat, and it's a Bluetooth serial port that you can plug into the Kenwood, and then the tablet connects to the Bluetooth serial port, and then repeater book can control the VFO on the radio over that Bluetooth serial link.
Great feature, especially traveling or anything like that, just being able to jump around from repeater to repeater by just touching it and going, and not having to worry about trying to program the radio on the fly.
One of my frustrations when I travel is just trying to figure out, like, what repeaters are around my route and getting them programmed in. It's easier just to say, hey, what's nearby, and then just automatically dial it in from the phone rather than having to mess with knobs and buttons. And, you know, programming procedures on mobile radios aren't exactly simple either. So, you know, that's definitely a big help.
And that's one of the things I like about the 5100. Is you can update the database in it for however you want to, with heavy on D-Star or heavy on analog, and I can just pull up on the screen on my phone, Bluetooth to it, not even no cables, nothing, and touch the repeater and go, or I can do it in the head of the radio.
But my D-74 handheld has a similar feature, but it only works for D-Star machines. I wish they had, you know, GPS awareness of analog machines, but when you coordinate, an analog machine, you have to give the coordinator the GPS location, but that GPS location does not make it into the repeater listings. So, I'm not sure who has a database of GPS listings, but I know Repeater Book does, but that doesn't make it into Kenwood's repeater list. So, I guess you just, you know, got to live with what you got.
Well, the fact that they haven't updated this radio in, 14, 15 years now, might have something to do with it.
AKT. Yeah, well, like I was saying before, you know, I think Kenwood is, I honestly think Kenwood is just getting out of ham radio, and that they're not coming out with anything new. We haven't seen anything new from Kenwood in over a decade. I think the TS-890 was the last new HF radio they came out with, and that was a long time ago.
It's a shame, too, because they make some really great products when they do make something.
Heard of nothing new in so long. It's just gotten to the point where I just don't think anything's coming.
Maybe focusing more on the commercial side of things, commercial radios. I know they're heavy into that side of it with the mobiles and all that.
And digital anymore, though, so it has really nothing in common except for D-Star or, you know, Fusion or something. But, you know, Kenwood's been doing D-Star, but that's really the only overlap anymore, because all the public safety stuff they do is digital only. There's no analog side to it anymore.
Power radios that are capable of VHF, UHF, I'd have to go back and look the number. Either DX or NX, 5700 to 5300, 5700 series. I was looking at them just the other day. They're capable of P25, DMR, NX, and VHF or UHF.
I'm aware that they were still leaving the analog side in, but even then, though, I think. Even public safety, the analog side is still required to be narrowband, isn't it?
On that, I was looking at one of the radios, because I'm more into DMR than I am any of the other digital modes, and something that would do both without always having to rely on a Chinese radio piques my interest, let's put it that way.
What DMR radio do you have?
I have is the 878 Anytone.
Or something, isn't it?
APRS, gotcha.
$100?
That one is the 8782 plus is right around $300, $300 to $400 now. I have to go back and look and double check.
Well, that's kind of pricey, but I think there are DMR handhelds you can get for around $100, aren't there?
Yes, there are. And but the Unitone right now is pretty much the standard for DMR stuff, as far as ease to operate and program and just reliability.
Keep talking to myself about getting into DMR, but I just never have done it. And, you know, with the dog surgery this month and my work on the house, it'll probably be a while before I even think about it. Maybe when my tax return comes in or something.
Help you, I will be glad to help you. I managed to get into that one mostly by myself, so figured it out. It's a lot more complicated, or a lot easier than it sounds, let's put it that way.
About the learning curve, you know, programming radios, yeah, you have to program the radio, so who cares, right? You just get the desktop client to do it, and it's easy. I need to find the time to pull the trigger and get into something new.
So you're going to try to do a little starter DMR presentation for one of the radio clubs here in Greenville this month or next month, whenever they decide about doing it.
Patrick, I'm going by exit 51, and there's some noise source around here that just completely blanks out the repeater, so stand by for me for about 30 seconds, W2JKT.
It's KF4NXY, David. Just been sitting here listening, drinking some coffee, and we'll jump in there and say hello while y'all kind of had a pause going there, and I'll kick it back to you, KF4NXY.
David,
KO4HKX,
good to hear you.
W2JKT, Eric here.
Well, y'all be careful out there on the wheels, and I'm going to sit here and listen and drink my coffee. Hey, good morning, KF4NXY.
If I can help you get into DMR, I'll be glad to steer you the best I can anyway, what little I know.
Up for that, you know, I'll let you know. I wouldn't hold my breath, though. You know, life is busy, and it's hard for me to get into new things, because, you know, there's always things that need attention, you know, especially with the two kids in school and stuff like that right now. So Courtney and I stay pretty busy. You know, her job is like 60 to 70 hours a week, and that leaves me to do a lot of the heavy lifting at home. So, I've tried to get the kids interested in ham radio. Another one was a little interested for a little while, but he got a little overwhelmed on field day, and I think he, you know, felt a little bad about that and just kind of lost interest. And, you know, my fault for maybe, you know, throwing him into that kind of fire, but, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully he'll come back around.
You know, he'll find something that piques his interest, and he'll come back. You know, the teenagers, they're here yonder and about until they figure out what they're doing anyway.
Well, Patrick, I have a cold, and my voice is just getting kind of tough here. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. I'm about 10 minutes from the 20 minutes from the office, but it's getting kind of hard to talk, and I'm starting to cough a little bit. So I'll let you run and let you guys chat, and I'll just listen. But, yeah, it was good talking to you this morning, and you know, maybe I'll run into you this afternoon on my way home. KO4HKX, this is W2JKT. I'm listening.
Have a great day, and good to talk to you this morning. Sorry you're not feeling 100%. So KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.